Welcome back to the Tech for Business podcast. As always, we're diving into technology shaping our business world today. In this episode, we're tackling a critical component of cybersecurity and digital operation, identity access management, or IAM, ensuring that the right people have access to the right resources at the right time for the right reasons. To help us navigate through the world of IAM, we're joined by Mariah, an identity and access management analyst here at CIT. So Mariah, we're just going to kick it off right away. For our listeners who may not be as familiar, and me, can you explain what identity access management is and why it's critical for businesses today?
Sure. So identity and access management, or IAM, it's the security discipline that manages user and device access to organization resources, but also involves a bunch of processes and technologies that support creation, maintenance, and deactivation of digital identities and access rights, which so it sounds like this vast concept, because it is. It's been around since like the late 20th century, but more recently, it's become its own concept, which is now IAM. And then as far as how it plays into its criticality for businesses today, it's basically just securing your organization from the user, employee, and device levels when it comes to making sure they're not being compromised by like entities with malintent. And then, which we can see from what, phishing, weak passwords, not using MFA, privilege creep, and such. And then it can also increase your users' productivity and improve user experience throughout the workday, especially if you have something like single sign-on that's being used.
Awesome. My favorite part of that was when you said the late 20th century, and my brain had to take a second and go, I'm old.
I had to look up what that meant.
I love that so much. That's my favorite part of all that is it's critical. It's a user level. Yes, 100%. But also it's been around since the late 20th century. So
like, what's the late 20th century?
When I was born, Mariah. Spoilers for listeners. When I was born. But getting back to IAM, right? You've given them really great high level overview. What are the fundamental or key components of an IAM system?
Yeah, so there's quite a few, but without going into the weeds, since this is just kind of like the introduction, I'd have to say having a solid authentication procedure, how are you determining authorization in the back end? Are you doing it by role-based or some type of attribute-based access control? Your user provisioning and lifecycle management process, having consistent auditing and reporting, and making sure you're on top of your identity governance and administration requirements, especially if your business has those requirements. And then privilege access management, that's, I would say, also a fundamental component. Like I said, there's a lot we can do with IAM without diving into the majority of it.
Yeah. And use one clarification, right? As somebody who doesn't set it up with, when you say attribute, what do you mean just high level? Cause I know, right? User based, you can be like, yep, it's your email.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about an attribute, what are you kind of talking about there?
Yeah. So it can be similar to role-based. So role-based as like, what do you do in the company? And then attribute based, you can get down as far as like, do you have teams? What team are you on in this department? Or just maybe you're just looking at the department. Some companies will go as far as what your actual job title is as well, which is very similar to role. But the thing is, you can kind of pick what that attribute is. Or like you said, email works as well, or username, or that kind of thing.
Choose your adventures, we like to say over in marketing. Love it. Awesome. So then, right, that's kind of the basics. And as Mariah alluded to, today we're going into just the basics, but we're going to have a deeper, more in-depth podcast. We're going to have Todd on that one because, spoilers, Todd can talk even more than Mariah and I can. So we'll be back to all of that. But then moving on to the business impact of IAM, how does an effective IAM strategy influence the broader objectives of a business?
Yeah, so definitely having an improved security can protect the business as a whole, obviously. If your business acquires other businesses, if we go down that path, it can, if you have something like SSO or the ability to federate a directory to their directory or vice versa, having a process that simplifies that for you can help merging your two companies go by smoother, especially as far as resources go. Maintaining a positive reputation for your business is very important, because if you, like, unfortunately get hacked or ransomware, that can really break the trust. If you have customers, or just, it comes down to reputation. I mean, like Target, they were, like, a few years ago, something with their, like, sales systems, I believe the credit card. I mean, Target's doing fine today, right? So are you a business that's like Target that can bounce back and keep your reputation, or could you lose your business entirely?
Because you see, right, it's Dropbox going on right now on LinkedIn, right, that you see that they had an incident, and now you're going, well, should I store myself in Dropbox? Is it safe for me to do this, right? Where they're obviously seeing a business impact, and I don't know the numbers. I haven't read all of the things, but 100%. And two, right, kind of going into SSO, just really briefly pit stopping there, because you may have already said what that acronym meant, but because we like alphabet soup on the podcast, SSO, single sign-on, which, spoilers, we'll also do a podcast diving deeper into that, but just for anybody listening that goes, they just threw out another acronym, SSO, acronym of the day. But awesome. And then can you share any examples of how IAM solutions have transformed business operations or helped mitigate the risks that you're talking about?
Sure. So implementing something like MFA, you know, that adds the extra layer of protection, since you don't only need a password to log in to the application or website, but you also need something like a passcode, a push notification, biometrics, a text message, or a phone call. It can make it more difficult to gain access with that additional layer. And then we just talked about SSO. So in addition to that, it can relieve frustrations from password fatigue. So you might have experienced this, Kelsey. I know I have. Not specifically like working at the IT, but like at a personal level, when you have so many different passwords for different logins and different websites, applications, and you try to do your best by having a different password for each one. But honestly, like, you might just end up forgetting what it is. And then you get frustrated, and then you're over it, and you don't even want to do the thing that you're about to do. So that's where SSO comes in, is that you just have that one password that works for all those applications and websites, but also that transaction that happens behind the scenes is also very secure. So that, I think that one is a great example of how IAM solutions can really help a business. And then,
cut in for just a second, just because I like to make comparisons in my brain, right? If I'm going, because 100% what you just talked about, yes, we've all been there where we're like, reset password, it doesn't work. And then after a while, you're like, screw it, I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
But right now, you see when you go into login places and it says login using Apple, login using Google. Is that essentially identity access management on the personal level?
It is. Yeah, it's just a different service that it's using.
Awesome. Cool. That helps my brain to be able to understand. Then I'm like, oh, I've kind of been using it. But really, it's just my phone prompting me going, hey, you want to sell us all your stuff for marketing? And is it working? I'm going, yeah, sure. 100% take it. Awesome. Sorry, I kind of cut you off there, any additional thoughts there before we move on?
Yeah, so like back with the SSO and MFA thing real quick. So we see solutions like Duo, Okta, and Azure. Each of them provides their own flavor of MFA and SSO options that are pretty, they work pretty well.
Awesome. I know, right? Internally, we can say we do use Okta, and yeah, it's pretty smooth. I like it. Awesome. So then looking ahead, how do you see IAM adapting to future technology trends and or threats?
Knowing your regulatory compliance requirements, like GDPR, HIPAA, and all that, that's typically a nice starting point if you have them, because it can kind of create that roadmap for you. Maintaining your directories, make sure they're all cleaned up, getting rid of users that aren't even in the company anymore. Creating a security-minded environment just across your organization can help move any future projects forward, and it'll decrease that resistance to change, which can cause issues when you're trying to implement something new. And then engaging your stakeholders, right? So that can be anyone from IT, security, other business units, your executive leadership, because they can either really fast track or even slow down any future project implementations you could have. Just involve them in that planning and implementation process. And then just building a consensus and address concerns to ensure buy-in and support any IAM initiatives.
Awesome. That totally makes sense. And right as we're talking through security and all the things and right, just kind of looking at the overwhelming, hey, what's going on with security? This is a good blanket of going. It's not just looking at one threat and going, we're going to protect against that one thing. And I think compliance is such a key point. As we talk through, we have many compliance episodes and all the things I never thought I knew about compliance. But that's so key too, right? Of going, identity access management touches all of these different softwares as a service, all the different tools across different industries. So going, it's not specific to one login, one thing just on a device. It may be the marketing team using Adobe and then also using OneDrive and then also using, right, I can go into our MarTech stack, but I won't. That's a different episode. But awesome. So then what advice would you give to business leaders looking to strengthen their IAM initiatives or maybe just get started with IAM?
As far as that goes, I would say just try to welcome new changes that can better your organization. Ask the questions, because if you don't, you're not going to get the answer you want, or just it can lead to another question that can help you build that framework of what you're trying or what you would like to see for your company, especially because at the end of the day, it's about you and your employees, right? Your livelihood. You want to make sure that everyone's secure, that you have like a job the next day, because that's what we're here for, just speaking candidly. Especially since there's a vast number of IAM solutions that we haven't even touched on today. We can go over, like, we went over MFA and SSO, but there's also the options of API, keeping a tight ship on your lifecycle management processes, federation, PAM, OAuth, workflows, automation, all the things. So all the things that can make that difference for you and your employees and for the good of your organization. There are a lot of solutions out there, but like I said, try to welcome new changes, ask the question within consideration of your current business goal.
Awesome. Well, I think we covered today a very great, really broad overview. Yes, there was a lot of acronyms. So if anybody's listening is like my brain right now and going, I know those things. I don't know how many of those things I have or how many of those things I need to use. That's why we have Mariah here. So while this is an educational podcast, 100%, this is why I go to her and go, is that what Google's doing when I do this? And she goes, yes, that's what Google's doing. This is what you should consider. And I go, okay. Or anytime we bring in a new tool. That's the beauty of having somebody like Mariah as part of the CIT team is coming in and going, yeah, I can connect all these things and tell you all of your options. You tell me your goals. I'll tell you what meets them, because there's definitely a lot to dive into. So stay tuned as we circle back on another episode with Mariah and Todd. Little sneak peek there. But Mariah, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all of your insights. For anybody listening, yes, please like, subscribe, follow us wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or pretty much anywhere else, or head out to our website, cit-net.com/podcast. podcast for more episodes. And until next time, stay tech savvy, stay secure.